Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting eighth, the catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second, the center fielder, Eddie Milner. Batting third, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dan Bilardello. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bruce Barony. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bruce Barony. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gardenhire moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barony fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky takes first base on ball four. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Milner. Backman reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen juggles the ball. That's an error on Dreesen. Backman moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Milner. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Backman scores. Gardenhire moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Bilardello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardello hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Baranee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baranee hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling fires to first and picks off Redus. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap strikes out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ester settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0-for-1 in the game. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Milner moves to second. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milner moves to third. Dreesen moves to second. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sasky hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 1 in the game. Ester hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Bilardello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardello is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilardello takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Barony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barony is 0 for 1 in the game. Barony hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner strikes out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Dreesen reaches second base with a double. Concepcion moves to third. Nick Sasaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasaki is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sasaki takes first base on ball 4. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 2 in the game. Ester hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ron Darling. Bill Scherer now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the mound. Scherer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Backman hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brad Goulden pinch hits for Dan Bilardello. Doug Sisk now pitching. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Householder pinch hits for Bill Scherer. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Redus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Power now pitching. Brad Goulden now catching. Paul Householder now playing left field. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jose Oquendo now playing shortstop. Ron Gardenhire now playing second base. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Concepcion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to second. Oquendo drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Oquendo. Parker moves to second. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sasky strikes out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-3 in the game. Ester takes first base on ball 4. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden is 0-for-1 in the game. Goulden hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.